This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An African delegation, including leaders from South Africa, Senegal, and Egypt, arrived in a convoy of cars in Kyiv on Friday. At least two explosions rocked the Ukrainian capital on Friday, and air raid sirens blared as the African leaders began a peace mission hoping to mediate between Ukraine and Russia. The delegation is expected to meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and then hold talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in St. Petersburg on Saturday. Several members of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group pledged new munitions for Ukraine's air defenses to help shield civilians from Russian missile attacks at a NATO headquarters meeting of about 50 nations on Thursday. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more from Brussels.
Denmark and the Netherlands announced that long-awaited F-16 pilot training would start this summer. But General Mark Milley, the top U.S. military officer, warned that none of this means F-16s will defend Ukrainian skies anytime soon.
Those wheels are in motion, but we're a ways from completion of that project.
Defense analyst praised European nations for pushing for Ukraine to get Western fighters. Ukrainian leaders are hoping to keep the pressure on Russian forces, who have spent the past several months strengthening their defenses. Carla Babb, VOA News, NATO.
The United States has deployed a nuclear-powered submarine capable of carrying about 150 Tomahawk missiles to South Korea. The USS Michigan's arrival Friday was the first of its kind in 6 years. It came a day after North Korea resumed missile tests in protest of the U.S.-South Korean live fire drills. This is VOA News. 9 arrests have been made in connection to a deadly migrant shipwreck off the coast of Greece. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Sources say 9 Egyptian nationals have been arrested in connection to a deadly migrant shipwreck off the coast of Greece. The suspects were seen being escorted on Thursday from Coast Guard headquarters in the city of Kalamata, where Greek authorities said 104 survivors have been brought so far. The death toll now stands at 79, but that number is expected to rise as hundreds are still missing. Reports suggest up to 750 people were packed on the fishing boat when it capsized and sank Wednesday morning in deep waters some 50 miles from shore. Local media reported the ship departed from Egypt and stopped at the Libyan port of Tobruk before setting off for Italy.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. More than 400 people were killed in South Sudan between January and March this year, with ethnic clashes accounting for much of the violence plaguing the troubled country, the United Nations said Friday. Clashes erupted on Christmas Eve last year when armed men from an eastern region beset by gun crime attacked communities nearby, with the violence later spreading to other parts of the country. Quote, from January to March 2023, the mission documented 920 incidents of violence against civilians, including 243 children, during which 405 civilians were killed, 235 injured, 266 abducted, and 14 were subjected to conflict-related sexual violence. Canadian police say a bus carrying seniors to a casino collided with a semi-trailer truck at a highway intersection in a rural part of the Canadian province of Manitoba Thursday, killing 15 people and injuring 10 more. An officer said the bus was carrying 25 people and authorities in Manitoba were deploying all their resources to the scene. Pope Francis has been discharged from the Rome hospital where he had abdominal surgery 9 days earlier to repair a hernia and remove painful scarring. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Leaving in a wheelchair, Francis smiled and waved and said thanks to a crowd of well-wishers. He then stood up so he could get into the small Vatican car awaiting him. His surgeon has told reporters that Francis is better than before the surgery. Instead of going straight back to the Vatican, Francis stopped to pray for 10 minutes before an icon of the Virgin Mary at the famous St. Mary Major Basilica, where he often stops by after trips abroad to give thanks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Joe Ramsey.